The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Happy June. It's getting hot outside, but things are nice and cool in here. Coming up on this month's episode of Tech Tips, we have a very special guest. Anant Newman will be talking with us about the 100% voice-operated Real Sam Pocket. Grab your favorite cold beverage, kick back, and get ready for this month's episode of Tech Tips. Smartphones have changed the way the blind and visually impaired community interact with the world around us. Thanks to things like GPS navigation, screen readers, and specially designed apps, people who are blind or visually impaired now enjoy more independence than ever before. A new smartphone combines these features along with 100% voice operation to give the user a new level of independence. Today, we are talking with Anant Newman, Director of Business Development for Real Thing AI, about the Real Sam Pocket. Hi, Anant. How are you?
Hi, Chris. Good to be talking to you.
Same here. Well, first of all, I am going to thank you profusely for your time and talking with me today about the Real Sam Plus, or excuse me, the Real Sam Pocket phone. We'll just get started here, and I know we're going to be talking about the features here in a little bit, but just briefly, can you tell us about the Real Sam Pocket and what it is?
Sure, absolutely. So Real Sam Pocket is a different kind of cell phone. It's quite unique, and there isn't anything like it available. It has been designed from the get-go as a voice-operated phone. If you look on the screen, there is no apps. There's nothing to scroll through. There's really just the one large virtual button and a menu, and that's it. So everything you do on this phone is by voice.
That is awesome. I can't wait to hear more about it. So if you could just tell us a little bit about the company behind the phone and how the phone was developed.
Real Sam Pocket has been developed by a company that is called Real Thing AI. And Real Thing AI is an Australian-based company. We're out of Melbourne. That's where our headquarters are. And we have been around for about 10 years. Back in the days, our founders came from aerospace industry, and one of their friends, whose name is Graham Innes, who at the time was the Australian Commissioner on Disabilities and a totally blind individual, told his friends that he really wanted to read newspapers on the day that came out and not 3 days later when they became available in accessible format. So our founders said, "Don't you worry, Graham, we're going to move up something for you." So they created kind of the first generation media reader, media player. That was our genesis. Fast forward a few years later, we got invited by Royal National Institute for the Blind in the UK to design what RNIB, Royal National Institute for the Blind, called RNIB in your pocket. And RNIB in your pocket was a concept that at the time, basically they wanted to create a book player. We said, not a problem. We already have this functionality. We can adjust it a little bit, you know, get it up to your specs and get it, make it available to users. So we did that. But when we did that, we used a smartphone as a handset, as a device. So then we said, well, we have a phone, which we cannot use as a phone. Let's make it a phone. And that was the first generation of Real Sam Pocket. We have been selling it in the UK for about 4+ years, and we just launched it in the US. We also have a contract with National Library Service to redesign some of their products, to prototype them, including the NLS's book reader and then some other products that they have.
Oh, that's incredible. So what actually makes Real Sam Pocket different than your average run-of-the-mill smartphone?
Sure. So conceptually, it's very different because it has been designed from the beginning as a voice-operated phone. Most of the things that you do on the phone are just available by tapping on the screen and telling the phone what you want it to do. So, for example, you can say, call Chris, add contact, read me a book, open magnifier, open Be My Eyes. You don't have to scroll through apps. You don't have to strain your eyes to try to read small print. You don't have to learn accessibility features. Really, this phone, RealSIM Pocket, has been designed as an alternative to commercially available phones for those who cannot use commercially available phones, like a lot of our visually impaired seniors, for example, as well as other folks.
And that was one of the things that really intrigued me about the phone, is because it's not just set up for people who are blind or visually impaired, but it's also set up for people who may be scared of smartphones because, you know, let's face it, they can be complicated and very overwhelming to use for someone who's not used to them. And so that was one of the big things that I really loved about it. Speaking of, you know, the phone and the audience, how easy is it for someone who is blind or visually impaired to set up the phone?
Look, Chris, I think with any new technology, there is always a learning curve. I would be lying saying somebody can take it right away and use it right away. But I would not be lying by saying it's relatively easy to use compared to many, many other devices. Most of the things can be accessed by simply tapping on the screen and really telling the phone what you want it to do for you. If you want to do some other things, you know, like, for example, using magnifier, reading text, you need to interact with the screen a little bit more. But for most features, it's fairly simple. It's just tap on the screen, tell it what you want it to do, and the phone will do it for you. If the phone didn't understand what you asked it to do, it will ask you intelligent clarifying questions.
That is just incredible. I love it. We are talking with Anant Newellman of RealSIM Pocket. You are listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And we've been learning about the history behind the phone and how it came into being. And now we're going to get into the good, juicy stuff. And we're going to talk about all the features that this phone has. What can people do with the RealSIM Pocket?
Sure, Chris. So RealSIM Pocket is a closed system, which means we offer a certain set of functionality that's available to our users. However, our users are not able to download any additional apps. The reason for that is our main focus is on user experience. We really want to keep this phone easy to use and friendly, like you mentioned earlier, especially for those who may be a little bit scared and hesitant of using technology because they haven't interacted with it, or because they can't see and it's hard for them to learn a lot of, you know, accessibility features and then trying to scroll and find the apps that they're looking for. So we do have three sets of features in the RealSIM Pocket. We call them communication, digital assistant, and entertainment/information. So under basic communication, it's just a phone, right? You can make and receive phone calls. You can send and receive text messages. You can add contacts by voice, which is something, by the way, you cannot do on an iPhone. and you can. We also have a companion website, so if somebody wants to upload a large number of contacts and they don't feel like adding them one by one, they can just upload a file and we'll sync with the phone right away. Under digital assistant, we have two types of tools. We have informational tools and we have blindness support tools. In the informational tools category, we have things like, where am I? So if you ask, where am I? It will tell you the address in Cross Streets, what's around me. It will tell you the names of businesses in your vicinity, what's the time in, what's the weather in. We do have smart reminders. So you can say things like, remind me to turn on the oven in 30 minutes. And under blindness support tools, we have four tools. We have Be My Eyes, which is a service that you can call a sighted volunteer and they can use the camera of your phone to help you find things and do certain things. We have digital magnifier that has obviously magnification as well as some color contrasting options. We have OCR, which stands for optical character recognition, and this is the ability to read text, including handwriting, which is also something very unique. And we also have object recognition and data. And the last set of features is what we call information or entertainment. You have access to four different book libraries, a newspaper, lots of radio stations, and many podcasts, including the RealSIM collection, which we curate. And those are podcasts by blind people for blind people.
Okay, I got to catch my breath. That is That is just incredible. What are some of the, can you give us an example of some of the newspapers and magazines that you guys offer?
So at the moment, we only have one newspaper that's called The Conversation. We are looking to add soon about 600 other newspapers. So that's something in the pipeline.
Okay, awesome. So quick question. How do you get the newspapers into an audio format? Are they read to you or is it done through AI?
So it really depends on the database that we're using. So for example, with newspapers, it's similar to books. So we have four book libraries. Three of the book libraries that we have available, they are in audio format recorded by audio artists. And the last one is basically text file that's being kind of OCR that's being read to you, not by an artist, but by technology. But it still sounds pretty human.
Okay. So if someone's got experience using, say, the Amazon Kindle or text-to-speech, that's pretty much what they can expect, correct?
Correct, except it sounds like a human voice.
Okay.
It may not have all the enunciations that an actual artist will have, but it sounds like a human voice.
Okay, awesome. Are there any other features that are kind of in the pipeline and in the works that may be coming down the road here in the near future?
Well, we are a software company, so there's a lot of features that we're working
That's
on.
That's true.
It's inevitable. So we are testing right now something that we call Escape to Android. We understand that the main premise of the phone is to offer an easy-to-use phone that is friendly. But we also understand that some of our users may need some additional features that may not make it into the real-time experience, but they still would want to use them. So we're testing basically a way to have the secondary set of features that may not be a core features of the product by basically tapping and saying, let's say, for example, open Facebook. So when you say that, you get an app, an actual app of Facebook that opens up, and then you can use it with the voiceover of the Samsung device. So by the way, I didn't mention that before, but RealSam Pocket really is a phone that consists of, in the U.S. currently we're using Samsung Galaxy device, was our software on it.
Okay.
So as I mentioned earlier, we're a software company, so we focus on what we do well, which is software, and we don't try to do something we don't know very well, which is hardware.
Understand. Makes perfect sense to me. So you mentioned a partnership with Be My Eyes. What are some of the other partners that you're working with, and how did those relationships come to be?
Right. So we do have a philosophy of how we want to work. So a lot of companies, they develop technology. Some of them use user feedback. Others use less user feedback. And they sell those technologies to people who are visually impaired or to any other market. What we want to do is, as opposed to us standing on the sidelines and selling products into a particular market, we want to become part of that market. You know, we want to be a part of the solution and not just pushing our products on our users. And to do that, we focus heavily on our users. We get a lot of feedback from our existing users in the UK, and we'll be doing the same in the US once we, you know, get a significant number of users. And we also do it through partnerships. So we do partner with four accessible book libraries that include Project Gutenberg, Torch Trust, LibriVox, and Caliber Audio. We are talking to a few other organizations within the assistive technology and kind of health and wellness to potentially add those apps for our users. We know that RealSam Pocket works also with some hearing aids, including Phonak. So in the future, after we launch and when we get to it, maybe a few months, maybe a little bit longer, we would like to add hearing aid apps so our users could control other devices through RealSam Pocket. And on the content side, I mentioned earlier, we have a curated library of podcasts that we call the RealSam Collection. And those are really podcasts like yours, you know, by people who live with blindness and vision loss, and talk about it and share their experiences and their knowledge and information with others. So we're always looking for to add any additional podcast or any additional content that's relevant to our users.
Incredible. just incredible. One of the things that I noticed on the website is there was a line in there about, trying to think how to word this, that when you guys get a new phone, a totally blank Samsung phone, it takes some time to get your app installed on. And I realize it's more than an app. What does it take to turn an off-the-shelf Samsung phone into the real Sam Pocket?
Interesting question. So from technical standpoint, right, we develop a software or an app, right? And we have a process where if we know the IMEI number, which is a unique identifier for each cell phone handset that's available, mm-hmm. we can just put in our system and kind of push our software on it, right? We can take over the experience and push our software on it. That's in theory, right? And it sounds very, very simple. However, to get there, right, it's a long process. There's a lot of very smart engineers and other technical people that work in our team. And technically, it's possible to put the software on pretty much any handset other than Apple, because with Apple, it just becomes a little bit more complex.
Yeah, because they're very proprietary.
Exactly. But we can put it on almost any device. However, it takes a lot of resources to make sure that our software works correctly, you know, within the screen resolution and with all the technical specs of the phone. So instead of doing an app, we actually sell a full phone. So we take an off-the-shelf phone, we put our software on it, and we sell it as a phone. So our users don't have to fiddle with it. They take it out of the box, and it's ready to go. The only thing they have to do is to put a SIM card. And by the way, our phones are completely unlocked to any U.S. provider, because we believe in increasing choices for people. So whatever provider they would like to add, they can. And they can also connect it to Wi-Fi to use at home or in their office or whatever they are, so they don't have to use the data from their mobile plan.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. You are listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service, and we are talking with Anant Newellman of Real Sam Pocket, or about the Real Sam Pocket, rather. And we've heard about all these incredible features and the process behind the phone and the history behind the phone. So let's kind of get into the purchasing the phone itself. When someone makes a purchase of a Real Sam Pocket, What is included in the box? What will they see when they get it home?
Sure. So they will get a box that will say Real Sam Pocket. you will get the actual phone that comes with a screen protector and a bumper case. They will get a lanyard. So if they choose to wear it on their neck, they can. They get a charging cable and a wall plug, which is a standard USB-C, and they get a little tool, which is called a SIM card tool, that you can basically open your phone to put your SIM card in it. And it also comes with a quick start guide.
Okay. And that kind of leads me along, because we've all had to deal with tech support for one thing or another. What kind of assistance is available to someone who has purchased a phone?
So we have a network of distributors in the U.S., and the network that's constantly growing. If our users purchase the phone from their distributor, they will probably go back to the distributor because they have a relationship with them. And if not, they can always contact us through our website. We have a phone number, we have an email, and we have a contact form, and we'll get back to them. We do have a customer support team that will address all the questions, you know, as soon as possible.
Okay, and I may be kind of putting you on the spot here. Do you have any distributors here in North Carolina that you know of?
Yes, I do. I have an organization that's called Ability to Access.
Okay.
They cover several states, including North Carolina.
Okay, awesome. And is that also the same way that someone would schedule a demo, would be through the distributor?
The best way to schedule a demo or to contact us for questions is to go on our website, which is realsam.us, and it's spelled realsam.us, and contact us through one of the contact options. And we can always put you in contact with the local distributor in your area if we have one, and if not, we can work with you directly and address your questions and support you as well.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's fast forward here and set up a little bit of a hypothetical. I've purchased the phone, and I've realized that it may not be the best fit for me. What is the return policy for the phone?
Yeah, it's going to depend a little bit by distributor, but most of our distributor, in fact, everybody I know offer 30 days money-back guarantee. So as long as this phone, you know, the box is not broken and the phone is not broken, we'll take it back. Well, obviously, you know, if somebody purchased the phone, they had a reason to do it, so we'll work with you and help you out. But if it's not the right tool for you, it happens sometimes. You can return it within 30 days.
Okay. Awesome. And is the warranty on the phone kind of the Samsung? I realize there's a Samsung warranty on that on their phone. What if something goes wrong with the software? Is there within an X amount of time? Is there a warranty for that? Do you guys give updates? You know, how does that work?
Sure. So on the hardware side, our users get 1 year warranty. If something goes bad with their phone, they can contact us directly and we'll either fix it for them or replace it for them. Obviously, if somebody drops their phone into the toilet or steps on it, that's not covered. But if it's some kind of defect or malfunction, the Samsung warranty takes care of it, and that's 12 months. On the software side, we offer 2 years of free software updates. We will be adding a lot of new functionality, potentially improving existing features. And what we do is we push updates over the air, so it's completely seamless to our users. They don't really have to do anything. They just have to have their phone on, and we'll provide them with an update. Anytime we have any kind of significant update, they will receive a voice message with that information.
Awesome. That sounds great. So I've had the demo. I'm sold on it. I'm ready to purchase one. What is the purchasing process for the Real Sam Pocket?
So I think the easiest ways to go about purchasing Real Sam Pocket is to contact us through our website, which is realsam.us. There is a purchase form. We don't take at the moment credit card by phone. You just can say you're interested in purchasing the phone, and then we can put you in contact with a local distributor that can provide you with, if needed, with hands-on training in person or via Zoom or another teleconferencing. And if we don't have a distributor nearby, we'll work with you directly and support you.
Okay, that's awesome. I didn't even think about training and what is involved. So it's good that you guys offer training with the phone through either the distributor or yourselves.
Yeah, we believe that. In order for somebody to be successful, they need to understand how their piece of technology works, right?
Exactly.
There would be some people could be incredibly tech savvy. They pick it up, they read the user guide, and they know how to use it. But I think the majority may want a little bit more of handholding and a little bit more explanation, and we have a team that will take care of that.
Awesome. Just kind of ballpark, once someone places the order, how long does it usually take for them to get a phone?
Less than a week.
Oh, wow. That's fast.
Yeah. You know, you place an order and we ship it. So, you know, whatever, as long as it takes to ship it, it's usually less than a week. If somebody lives in, you know, Alaska or Puerto Rico or somewhere further away, it may take a few extra days, but it doesn't take that long.
That's awesome. Is there anything else that you would like to cover that we may have missed and I forgot to ask?
So you asked me about how do we partner, who do we partner with in addition to Be My Eyes. Mm-hmm. We also partner with many nonprofit organizations who serve the blind and visually impaired and people with other disabilities. We definitely provide information. We can offer demo devices. We offer training, kind of train-the-trainer sessions, because we want to make sure that folks who work with the community or with people who can benefit from the phone are aware of it and can successfully provide information. We also looking into partnering with some of organizations and other ways in the future once we start growing, potentially employing people from the community. You know, either employing or doing contracts with, for example, a call center that's manned by people who are visually impaired. We really want to partner with as many individuals and organizations as we can. I also want to mention that we're in the process of reaching out to veteran healthcare system, to the VA healthcare system. And if you're a veteran and you're interested on the phone, please talk to your VIS coordinator. And if you don't know who your VIS coordinator is, you're welcome to contact us and we can help you find the right contact for you.
Oh, wow. I hadn't even thought about that because I have been to a couple of things with veterans where we were because Raleigh, near Raleigh is a town called Durham, and Durham has a really big VA center, and we went over the reading service went over and talked to them for a little bit to tell them about all our different services, because there were blind and visually impaired veterans. And, you know, these are and some of them were not in their 60s and 70s. These were veterans who were injured in the line of duty just, you know, in the last 10, 15 years. And they've been adjusting to being visually impaired or blind. So that is something I hadn't even considered. I know you mentioned this already, but I do want to go ahead and cover, I want to cover it again just to give folks one last chance to hear the information. If someone would like to find out more information about the phone, purchase a phone, schedule a demo, what is the, you know, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, so, the best way to get a hold of us is through our website. If you have access to internet, our website is realsam.us, which is realsam.us. And if you prefer to make a phone call, you can call us at 202-738-1760. That is 202-738-1760, or you can also send us an email to info@realsam.us. You also asked me for the contact information for our local distributor in North Carolina. Their website is abilitytoaccess.com, ability, numerical 2, access.com, and their phone number is 540-639-9732. Again, the number is 540-639-9732.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Chris.
I also, and at this point, I am going to thank you for your time. It is very much appreciated. I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And I can't wait to see what's on the horizon for you guys.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Again, that was Anant Newellman, Director of Business Development with RealThing AI, makers of the RealSam Pocket Smartphone. Their website address, one more time, is realsam.us, and their telephone number is 1-202-738-1760. As Annette also mentioned, they do have a local distributor for North Carolina. Their name is Ability to Access. Their website address is ability, the number 2, access.com, or you can give them a call at 1-540-639-9732. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chris Skidmore, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Tech Tips is available online at ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.